Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Soba, and today we will be studying Perek Bet, Chapter 2. We ended Perek Aleph with a hint towards the times of Mashiach, and our Perek begins, V'haya ba'acharis hayamim. This nevuah is about the time period of Mashiach. It begins with a beautiful depiction of the reestablishment of the Beis HaMikdash. V'naharu eilav kol hagoyim, and how all the nations will be drawn there. The word v'naharu is from the word nahar, a river, which has a current that naturally brings things with it. The nations will have such an internal current, a natural desire to come towards Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. In Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, it states, V'halchu amim rabim, many nations will go, V'amru l'chu v'ne'ale el har Hashem el beit Elokei Yaakov. And they will say, let us go up to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yorinu midrachav v'ne'cha ba'archusav. So that we will learn from his ways and we will walk his pathways. Ki mitzion tetzei Torah u'dvar Hashem mi'Yerushalayim. Because Torah and Dvar Hashem, prophecy, comes forth from Yerushalayim. Once Mashiach comes and everyone recognizes the power, truth, and beauty of Torah, all the nations will yearn to learn from the Chachamim, the sages in Yerushalayim. The Malbim picks up on the fact that the nations will want to learn Drachav v'Orchosav. They not only want to learn the Torah's Derech, the general themes and ideas of Torah, but also Orchotav, the specifics, the nuances, and details of Torah. These words, Ki mitzion tetzei Torah u'dvar Hashem mi'Yerushalayim, are the words we say before taking the Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. It is powerful to think about this pasuk when taking out the Torah in Shul, that one day the entire world will want to learn from this Torah and understand its beautiful ways. Once the world shares one ideology, one overarching way of life, Lo yisagoy al goy cherev v'lo yilmedu od milchama. No nation will lift a sword against the other, and they will no longer learn war strategies. These words are inscribed on the wall opposite the United Nations in New York. Both international and intranational issues will be dealt with through one centrally accepted leader, the Melech HaMashiach, who will teach one shared set of laws and values. So often issues arise due to different political, religious, and territorial issues. With the era of Mashiach, those issues will no longer be issues, and the dream of world peace can finally become a reality. In fact, weapons of destruction will be destroyed. All harmful tools and weapons will be eradicated. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim states, Imru Chachamim, Ein Bein Ha'olam Hazeh Limot HaMashiach Ela Shibur Malchios Belvad. The difference between the world we live in now and that of Mashiach is world peace. No nation will ever oppress another nation again. The nations will come to the Jewish people and say in Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Beis Yaakov, lechu v'nelcha be'or Hashem. You, the descendants of Yaakov, teach us the correct way. Show us how to live. We want to follow your example because we too want to live our lives by the light of Torah. But in Pasuk Vav, verse 6, Yeshayahu turns back to the people in his current generation and says, Ki natashta amcha beis Yaakov. You failed in your mission. You deserted this incredible mission given to the children of Yaakov. You, beis Yaakov, were meant to be models and inspirations for the other nations, for Torah values. But ki natashta amcha, you threw away that national responsibility. And instead, see the nations around you as models and inspirations, and you keep trying to be more like them. Klal Yisrael, you are spending your life trying to be more like the nations, acting, speaking, marrying them, serving their gods. But a time will come when they will throw it all away to live the Torah life you were born into. Learn from how the nations will behave at the time of Mashiach to see the beauty, depth, and richness of Torah now. The next pasukim detail how the Jewish people tried to follow the ways of the other nations, focusing on wealth and possessions, taking pride in their accomplishments without recognizing the helpful hands of God. V'timalei artso kasef v'zahav. The people have incredible wealth. V'timalei artso elilim l'ma'asei yadav. They worship the idols they made. And sadly, Yeshayahu continues, V'yishach adam v'yishpal ish. Humanity has become bent. Man is lowered. By trying to be like the other nations, the Jewish people forgot what mission and role they have to play for the world. And if they are not doing their job, then all of humanity is impacted. Klal Yisrael is meant to be the teachers, the inspiration for others. But here they are the ones being taught, being inspired by the other nations. And so, not only did the Jewish people lower the standard they could and should be at, but by doing so, they lowered the standards for all of mankind. Rav Wolbe quotes our Pesukim and believes this to be true of our world as well. People invented so many various forms of innovations and devices that are extremely impressive. They make things more efficient, easy, and available. And yet some of these new innovations have compromised our ability to reach human greatness. How much time is wasted? How much money do we feel we need to make in order to keep up? How many relationships are superficial because they are no longer face-to-face? Despite having so many advances and new conveniences, the standard of what a person can be and achieve has been lowered. We are underestimating what we are capable of and underperforming in greatness. Yechezkel reminded the people of his generation, Adam Atem, you are human beings. You are capable of so much. You can reach such heights. But in our rat race to keep up with others, in our addiction to our devices, we are underutilizing our God-given gifts and talents. In Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Akiva said, Chaviv Adam Shnivra B'Tzelem. How precious is a person because he was created in the image of God. Every person has a spark of Hashem inside of them. Everyone. Yeshayahu, Yechezkel, and Rabbi Akiva are trying to inspire the world to act in a way where people can see the godliness within them. But with the coming of Mashiach, this will all be reversed, which is described in Pesukim Tet through Chaf Aleph 9 through 21. The haughty will be humbled. The men in high positions will bow down. Falsely feared gods will be destroyed. V'niskav Hashem levado b'yom ha'hu. And on that day, with the coming of Mashiach, Hashem alone will be exalted and revered. This is the dream we have been waiting for. Hashem's presence is finally clearly known and universally accepted. No more praising corrupt, disingenuous, and hypocritical heroes of society, be it in Hollywood, politics, or in our neighborhoods. No more using wealth and possessions to gain power and prestige. No more tension between religions. V'ha'elilim kalil yachalof. All falsely gods and belief systems will cease to exist. Pasuk Yetet 19 depicts the fear that will overcome people once Hashem reveals himself with the coming of Mashiach. They will quickly try to get rid of possessions that they are embarrassed to own and have in their midst. The underlying message Yeshayahu is expressing in this parak is really highlighted in the final pasuk, Pasuk Chavet, verse 22. Chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama be'apo. Remove yourselves from man who has life in him. Ki bameh nechshavhu, for with what is he valued? Yeshayahu is arguing. Why are you spending your life trying to impress people who are here today and gone tomorrow and do not even represent the values and purpose of life? They may dazzle people with their glitter and accomplishments, with their money and fame, but don't be fooled by their skewed sense of meaning and morality. Remember the line, back in Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17, V'niskav Hashem levado b'yom ha'hu. People will come and go, but Hashem will always be. Instead of trying to gain the respect and admiration from these people, Yeshayahu wants the people to focus instead on what will be eternal, Hashem. The nations they've been trying to impress throughout Jewish history will cry out, V'yorinu mizracha v'nelcha ba'orchotav. They will sincerely want to learn about Torah and mitzvot. They will probably be confused why we, who had this amazing Torah all along, left it to be more like them. So Yeshayahu urges his people to avoid this future shame by being models of Beit Yaakov and inspiring the nations of the world by living a life of morality, sincerity, and authenticity inspired by Torah and mitzvos. One last fascinating approach is from the Abarbanel. He argues, at the time of Mashiach, belief in a divine man, a mere mortal, will end. Chidlu lachem min ha'adam, asher neshama ba'apo. He is obviously referring to basic Christian beliefs. When Mashiach comes, our shared beliefs will be celebrated, but a belief in a mortal as a divine being will come to an end. The words Asher Neshama Be'apo are found in the Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei prayer. The phrase in that tefillah is that everyone with a neshama will announce, Hashem is God. Rosh Hashanah is the day we crown Hashem as king. Mashiach is the era when the entire world will crown Hashem as king. How appropriate, then, to use words from our parak about Mashiach on Rosh Hashanah. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmat, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.